All right.
We're in. How are you,
Okay.
Haley?
Oh, I need a clap. Sorry. Hear it?
It.
Okay, good. It was not very juicy. Glad. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
I'm
You're
drinking a Yakult.
what?
You know the like probiotic yogurt drinks?
Oh, those are so good.
I know. I'm a slut for Yakult.
Oh, now I want to go and get some.
We were just at HEB getting stuff yesterday. And Rick and I saw the Yakults and we were like, get them, get those fuckers.
Put them in the back. Put them in the back. Oh, they're so
So
good.
good.
Whenever I see them, I'm always like, ooh, should we treat myself today?
Some probiotic
Some
yogurt drink?
probiotic yogurt drink? Yes. My drink is not as fun. I'm drinking Red Bull.
Oh God. Sierra, it's 4 p.m.
And
Huh.
we've literally talked about how energy drinks don't affect me and like caffeine and stuff.
Then why do you drink them?
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
I like the taste. I like to feel my
You like the taste of
heartbeat.
Red Bull?
I do actually.
Oh.
Sorry, Jesus. Didn't realize that was a controversial take.
Well, it is to me. On that note.
Wait, how's Bear Bear doing? We need a Bear Bear update.
Oh, we do need a Bear Bear update. Bear Bear, how you doing? Bear Bear, tell the crowd. Bear Bear,
She was
Bear
so
Bear.
talkative before.
I know it's when, right when we hit record, she always like shuts up, which is like funny. But
Well,
then I
not
wanted to
always.
well, not always. Bear Bear, say hi. Meh. Oh, that was really quiet. Can you give me another one? Meh. She's silently meowing at me.
Okay.
She's shy. She's camera shy. She's not even on camera. She's radio shy.
She's a radio shy.
She had her first Austin Park adventure this week. It
Ooh.
was very fun. I finally put her, I want to preface this so that she's an indoor cat, and I finally got some flea and tick medicine for her. And so I obviously didn't want to bring her outside when she was not on flea and tick and like heartworm medicine, but I got it. And I have her little harness and leash. And we went to the park, and she was so cute. She would like get really low and stalk around and then just jump up and sprint somewhere. And it was very sweet. She's not very good about letting you lead her a direction on the harness, but she's
Not that
getting
I would expect her to be.
a little better at it. But she walked all around the park, sniffed a tree, chase some bugs.
Good for her.
You had a good time, didn't you? Yeah. Oh no. You're starving and so mistreated.
Oh,
Can you believe that I mistreat you so much?
that daylight savings.
She threw up in my bed last night. That was cute. I didn't notice until I woke
Good.
up too. And so then I
Oh,
just woke up and I was like, oh, there's throw up in my bed.
that's fun.
That's
That's a fun
good.
little way to wake up.
Did you? Oh, big yawn. Did you throw up in my bed? And I'd do it again, is what she
Yeah.
said. I know it
She's like,
deep
that's
down.
why I'm so hungry.
Yeah, literally. It was just like a hairball, but it's because she sleeps in my bed. Yeah.
Question, whenever she throws up, does she like avoid that area? So did she like throw up in your bed and then just avoid it but let you sleep there?
Yeah.
I love
She
that.
gets like really embarrassed when I clean her throw up too.
Oh.
Like, you know how she's very, very social. Like, I cannot express, guys, like in terms of cats, I will literally be having a house meeting with like 20 people in my apartment, my little apartment, and she will walk into the middle and meow. Like
Like someone needs to give this girl attention.
she's not shy. And sometimes when I'm cleaning up her throw up, she'll go hide.
No.
And I'm like, it's okay.
She's a little embarrassed.
She's a little embarrassed. She's also shedding a lot right now, so I keep finding hairs in my mouth.
Ooh, yum.
She had my hair in her mouth the other night,
Oh,
and
look at you guys.
I was like, how did that happen, girly pop? And I had to pull it out, and she was like, and I was like, how did it get so deep, girl?
Were you eating my hair?
Why do you have my hair? She's silent on that one too. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
That was loud. She went for it. Sweet girl.
She's like, I
So
need to
that's the
clear my
bear
name.
update.
There we go.
Come here. I know you want food. You don't want to cuddle. But I'm gonna make you cuddle. She's purring, but also trying to run. It's okay.
Hard to get.
Oh my God. Oh my God. She just launched herself off me, and then fur just like exploded. I literally brushed her yesterday, and I made like a little sun hat out of it for her because it was that much fur. So she is really shedding a lot. Anyways, that's my bear update.
Thank you. Thank you for the bear update. I always love a good bear update.
The way more interesting than my update of I'm tired.
I mean, I didn't really have an update either. So
Fair
glad Bear
enough.
Bear is out there caring for the team for
Star of the
us,
show.
as she should be.
Do you have a story for me?
I do have a story for you. And in
Oh.
this story, we
Oh.
are going back to Lake Baikal.
To what?
Lake Baikal.
By
So, do you
call?
remember the Hamar Daban incident I'd done previously? Is a mouth.
Give me a few more clues.
It's like the lesser known Dyatlov Pass.
Yes.
Yes. So
Sorry.
that
Who knew? Not me.
was I was like, ooh, maybe I should like have Haley guess where we're going back to, because I was like, we're
Wouldn't have
going back.
guessed. Would not have
I'm
guessed.
glad I didn't do that.
When you said we're going back, my first thought was like to the 1950s. Like I was like thinking in time.
I mean, that's fair. I think that's fair.
So good thing you did not ask me to guess, because you would have been like, where do you think we're going back to? And I would have been like, I don't know, the early 1900s. And you would have been like, I'm in a blank. So that like
Okay.
probably would have been more embarrassing for me in the long run.
I'm glad we're giving a play-by-play of what would have happened, though. Like, we're
Yeah,
not
I'm like
avoiding the
describing how
embarrassment,
embarrassing.
but yeah. So anyway, we're going back to Lake Baikal.
Love that for us.
For those of you that do remember, this is also around where, well, I mean, Lake Baikal is huge. But this is also where the Hamar Daban incident.
I can sing some music. Ba, 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 ba,
Oh, that's really good.
Thank you.
Episode 24.
See, that's not too crazy that I didn't remember that.
I don't know. I'm hurt. No, I'm joking.
I'm sorry.
So yeah. So I have a fun fact, a fun mystery, and then The not fun mystery, which is the main story. Would you like the not fun mystery first or the fun mystery first?
I guess the fun one first.
Okay. So, fun facts about Lake Baikal. I'm not going to go over all the fun facts that I had during our previous episode, but it is the largest and oldest lake.
Wow.
Yeah. It is about the size, like in terms of area, the size of Belgium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
Wait, I
it's
don't remember any
pretty
of these.
and it's like I think about a mile deep. So it's pretty big. It has a very unique ecosystem because of this. It's located in Siberia. And fun fact, it is home to the only purely freshwater seal called the Lake Baikal seal or the NERPA.
That is the most important fun fact. I
It
love
has,
seals.
they're very cute. So they average about 150 pounds and are just over 4 feet long.
Oh.
Right now, there's estimated to be about 80,000 of them
Oh
living
my
within
God.
Lake Baikal. Yeah. And so there's a big mystery surrounding the Lake Baikal seals, though.
Oh my, they're mysterious seals?
They're
Heck yeah.
mysterious seals. Yes. So the lake is approximately 1,500 feet above sea level and over 900 miles from the nearest ocean.
Oh, what the fuck?
So the question is, how'd the seals get there?
I was gonna ask that question. Also, like, I
Well,
don't know if I associate seals with Siberia.
I would think like the Arctic, but yeah, not Siberia. And so when scientists looked at the genes of the Lake Baikal seal, they found that they were most similar to the Caspian Sea, which is also a landlocked kind of water location.
Wow, are
I
we geographers? Because it sure fucking sounds like it.
know. Or if you went one more back, it's the ringed seal, which is found in the Arctic. So one theory is that maybe during the end of the Ice Age, which ended, I saw some different estimates about this, but it was like the last glacial period was around 20,000 years ago. So it's believed that possibly during this time, while glaciers were melting, the seals were able to move from the Arctic or places like that inland via melting glaciers and go to like
That's
fresher bodies
crazy.
of water. However, a lot of people are skeptical about this because they're like, okay, but it's 900 miles from the nearest ocean.
I was gonna say, like, I don't really know how that stuff works, but it doesn't seem like it worked like that.
For an animal that can't really walk, like that is a pretty impressive feat.
Yeah.
So yeah, people are like, it's possible, but not very, people are very skeptical about that.
What else do people think it could be?
The other theory is that like millions of years ago, Lake Baikal and the Caspian Sea were both connected to each other and to the ocean in this kind of giant, I believe it was Paradisus Sea. So you could have wildlife that was like from the ocean getting very far inland to the area where Lake Baikal is. And then over time, the landscape changed. And the two bodies of water were cut off and also cut off from the ocean. And then you have the seals would eventually be trapped and then evolve into different species. However, the Baikal seal diverged from ringed seals and Caspian Sea seals about 2 to 3 million years ago.
Oh.
The connection that occurred, or like this giant body of water, dried up 5 million years ago.
Oh.
Which means the Baikal seal and the ring seal are too closely related for them to have been isolated from each other 5 million years ago.
Also, I was gonna ask, do we know like of other animals that like share this similar evolution? Like I just feel like if we have these seals that share this kind of evolutionary pattern, there would be other animals that we could like kind of track this same pattern. I don't
So
know if you
I
know.
did. Okay. So honestly, I've been on a little, ever since the Hamar Daban incident episode, I've been on a little kick of Lake Baikal because I think it's like very interesting. And there's a lot of very cool animals around there. There's also like a red wolf, which looks like a very like fuzzy red dog. It's great. But also in the lake, there's these giant arthropods, I think. That's how you say it. And so they're like kind of like shrimp. And so typically, if you like go out into the ocean and stuff like that, you'll see that they're only like about, I don't know, a couple centimeters big or something like that, like of these specific type. But here they can be several centimeters big or like a couple of inches big, like the size of your hand.
Not the mega shrimp.
Yeah. So we have smaller seals because these seals are smaller than the Arctic seals, but bigger shrimp.
I don't know how that works, but sure. But yeah, I don't know. It just feels like, I don't know. I am not a biologist.
I don't know if they like the kind of work they've done on these like shrimp-like creatures to see like what their genetics are like and how different they are. Maybe it's less of a mystery.
And maybe like shrimp evolve at different rates. I don't even think that was like a correct
I don't
statement.
think that's correct, but anyway.
Anyway, I'm gonna stop talking about this because I clearly don't understand.
But yeah,
But
so
that is crazy to think
that's a
about.
cool little mystery about the Lake Baikal seal.
I like it. I love seals, so.
I know, they're very cute too.
All
You can
right.
look up
Give me the
pictures.
sad one.
All right. So now we go into our real story. And this is about Colin Robert Lloyd Madsen. So Colin
What
was,
a name.
yes. So Colin was born in February or on February 18th, 1991, in Kirksville, Missouri. He had three brothers and one sister. He was known for loving the outdoors, hiking, and fighting for environmental causes. Additionally, at some point, he became fascinated with Siberia and like kind of how rugged and untouched it was, because there are very few people who actually live out in Siberia. It's not densely populated.
And there's a good reason for that, and that is why I am not interested in it.
And so after high school, he attended Columbia College and also studied Russian at the University of Missouri. He was fluent in Russian, Spanish, and English,
Oh, that's kind
and
of crazy.
was also learning Icelandic and Japanese.
Well,
I know, right?
that's a lot.
It's insane. And so what he wanted to do was serve as like a diplomat in Latvistok, or through the United Nations. And so he had this interest in Russia, and with kind of studying Russian culture and Russian language in college, he decided he wanted to be a diplomat in Vladivostok, which is a large city in Siberia, on kind of the border near Korea and China.
Oh.
So just kind of a neat thing about him. And so to kind of kick off this career in 2013, he left the US and began attending Moscow Linguistic University in your sorry. Give me a second.
Need a linguist to help you with that one.
Yeah, I looked up how to pronounce it, and I don't even know why my brain is just like, pfft. I have the like spelled it out like linguistically for myself, and it's still
Those don't work for me, so.
Irkutsk. Irkutsk.
So true.
Russia, which is by Lake Baikal. And interesting, it's by the southern end of Lake Baikal, which is also where the Hamar-Dabon incident happened. But anyway. And a little fishy. So up until 2016, Colin was doing well in his studies. He had made lots of friends in the area. He really appreciated learning about the different cultures in that area and like Siberian culture. He also kept up with this kind of like environmentalist and like outdoorsy habits by joining a group that was like a volunteer group to mark trails and like make sure they were like well maintained in the area. So he was living his best life. However, things take a turn in March of 2016. So Colin and his three friends, one American who was also attending the linguistic school and two Russians, decided to hike to the Peak of Love or Peak Love. Jesus, I don't even know why I try. We're just going to go with Peak with Love and I'll edit that
You know
out.
that one vine where she has to do a Jamaican accent? She goes, "Brah, that's you right now." Every time you like hit your
Leo.
voice, just goes a little different, and you
I
just
do.
totally miss the mark.
I
It's
do.
okay. I wouldn't be doing better, but it is a little funny.
So the Peak of Love, which is located a few hours away from the city that he was staying at in a small village called Arshin. It's a little bit easier to say.
Nice.
This is primarily like a small Buddhist village. It is popular for some hikers, especially because of like the Peak of Love. It's like a very scenic place. It also is kind of a resort town, so it has a couple hot springs and like nice hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
According to articles from the Siberian Times about the incident that is going to occur, there is,
It's
however,
gonna occur.
that has occurred, but I haven't gotten to in the story yet. There are several ancient beliefs of spirits and great powers around the Peak of Love. I, however, couldn't find what these stories were.
Oh, so true.
So,
There's stories. Oh, what kind? You know,
the stories.
supernatural kind.
Yeah. Additionally, and this kind of goes into it as well. Some of the articles from the Siberian Times mentioned that there were a couple locals in the area, and specifically like more local shamans, who were often not pleased with the presence of tourists in the area, blaming the tourist whenever they got in trouble, like either hiking or something like that, because they did not respect ancient traditions or honor sacred sites. So
Oh.
there could be a little bit of a contentious relationship
Yeah.
there, unfortunately.
That is unfortunate.
However, he had hiked here before and he had hiked there with these particular set of friends there before. And so they felt pretty confident about it. They decided to stay in a guest house for the night or before going on the hike so that they could just get their gear together, like get all
That
set
makes
up.
sense.
Yeah. The last members of their group fell asleep around 2 a.m. and then woke up at 5 a.m. However, Colin was not there.
Oh, that I was not expecting that.
Yeah. So everyone wakes up in the cabin and Colin's not there.
After a good 3 hours of sleep.
After 3 hours.
I was like, okay, and then they'll get up and then they'll be sleep deprived and then they'll go on the hike and some weird thing's gonna happen and he'll go missing. I didn't think it'd
No.
be they wake up sleep deprived and he's already gone.
So all of his stuff is still in the cabin, and because of that, his friends all think, oh, he must have gone to use the bathroom because the cabin didn't have a bathroom in it. Hear that, or he's like going for like a walk or something, but he'll be back soon. As you can probably guess, that didn't happen.
I was like, I get thinking that though.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Damn.
So his friends did a brief search around the area, but they eventually decided that they had to go get police. So they went into town to get the police. And according to the Siberian Times, a huge search was initiated with many locals looking for Colin. Colin's friends who were going to go hiking with him also pulled enough money together to fund like an aerial search, trying to get a helicopter in the sky, but apparently the winds were too strong for helicopters to take off.
Oh.
Additionally, dogs were initially used, but because of the fresh snowfall, it was said that they were unable to pick up a scent.
It's always the fresh snowfall or
I
like
know.
the and then there was a really bad rainstorm. Like it's always
Yes.
that.
That washed away any evidence.
So what were we gonna do?
So during this time, Colin's mother even flew in from Missouri
Oh.
to try to help with the search. However, it wasn't until 8 days later that they found Colin's body. So Colin's body was found about a mile away from the cabin that him and his friends were staying in.
Only a mile.
Only a mile. He was found wearing unlaced hiking boots with no socks on, a long sleeves thermal shirt, warm pants, and additionally, he was found with his wallet with all the money in it. And although he didn't have any like very severe injuries when they first looked at him, he did have several cuts and abrasions on his arms, chest, and neck.
Oh, were they, did they cut through his jacket? I mean, sorry, his thermal?
Yeah.
Okay.
So some important things to note. He was wearing hiking boots, but with no socks on, like unlaced
Yeah, so
hiking
he
boots.
put them on quickly or thought he would be like in and out or something.
Yeah. So, and also like only a thermal shirt and pants, not necessarily what you'd want to go take a long walk in Siberia in. I know. Additionally, interesting thing is he apparently had had surgery on his ankles, and so he had some like scar tissue on his ankles. And he said that like when he didn't wear socks, it could be like painful if he walked a long time, or like long enough socks, if he walked a long time in the boots without something covering them. So that's like
Yeah.
another point of evidence of like he was not expecting to be gone that long.
Yeah. Also, who the fuck wears hiking boots without socks? Like, if they're
I
bulky hiking boots, that would just be uncomfortable, period.
Yeah. Another kind of sad fact, and so this is something that you can also see in like some of the Siberian Times articles. It showed the contents of his wallet. So it showed that he had all of his money and then also like important documents. There also was a Starbucks card that said, "I love my sister" on it.
Oh.
Which, yeah, that just kind of made me sad.
Yeah.
Some important things about the abrasions and stuff like that found on him. Later autopsy would conclude that these abrasions were may have been caused by restraints of some kind. However, the initial autopsy done in Russia did not see this.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another point brought up in the later autopsy is that all of these wounds seemed fairly fresh and the body showed very little signs of decomposition. And so some people argue that this is because of the cold weather, just help preserve his body, while
Yeah.
others indicate that this means he was alive for most of those days he was missing.
I think, I agree that like the cold probably did stop decay, but also like I don't think the wounds would look fresh. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay.
And then there's also the issue of like, why didn't animals get the body then?
Yeah. And was he ruled like he died of hypothermia?
So I'm
Okay.
going to get to that.
Sorry.
No,
I'm getting ahead of myself.
it's all good. Don't worry. Local Russian authorities initially looked at his friends and, were like, you did this to him. But they were very quickly cleared of suspicion. And to be fair, I don't think it was like the friends either.
Yeah, okay.
They were like clearly very concerned about him.
I was gonna say, I feel like they showed concern.
However, during this interrogation, it did come up that prior to falling asleep, Colin and his friends had smoked a little bit of marijuana and tobacco. Authorities then came to the conclusion that Colin had clearly done drugs and maybe also had alcohol. And in an altered state of mind, he wandered out into the forest, got lost, and died of hypothermia.
What if there's something that doesn't make sense, it's that like what?
And so they came back with like the autopsy done by the Russian officials, and they're like, oh, there was drugs in his system. And so that like that was just kind of like that was said, and then it was like case closed. As you can imagine, his parents and friends disagree with this.
Yeah.
They say Colin was very experienced in the woods, and he wouldn't have been that drugged up to just go wandering into the forest. Additionally, his mom, who is actually also a medical doctor, requested a second autopsy done in the US, and
Good for her.
they found he had no alcohol in his system and only a minor amount of THC, which is, of course, like the chemical component of marijuana.
Which
The
definitely would have made him like run through the forest.
I know, right? And they even said it was like a minor amount. Like it was either he smoked only a little bit that night, or it was he had smoked some days before, and this was just like remnants.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like it was that much. This autopsy also found that he most likely died of suffocation.
What? That is very different.
It is very different.
And I don't know how you like mistake that.
I mean, I don't think it was a mistake.
No, I know. That's what I'm implying.
No, I know, So now the question is, who killed Colin and why? And we
Yeah.
have two main theories, or I guess one of them could be robbery, but again, all of his stuff was found on him, so that seems
Don't think he
unlikely.
was robbed.
So there's two main theories. One, and I apologize, they're pretty short. There's not necessarily a lot of evidence for either of these.
I mean, that's okay. Also, how would we get the evidence? Like,
So one is that the Russian government did this, the federal government.
I knew that was going to be one of them.
So as I said before, like Colin was very involved in like environmental works and like preserving the environment, and that's part of what draw like drew him to Siberia. And Colin had attended a peaceful protest earlier in the year in Siberia. And again, this was a peaceful protest, nothing went down, but he was apparently given a written warning from the government not to attend another protest.
I was gonna say things I would not do. I mean, I wouldn't go to Russia right now, but step one would not. But step two, things I wouldn't do while in Russia
Yeah.
as a non, no, period. Join a protest.
Yeah. And so many people think that because of him going to this protest, that put a target on his back.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a point.
Yeah. Yeah. This is something that comes up a lot of like, especially people in Siberia and like the people who were like natively live in Siberia versus like the more European side of Russian, they feel like they're being sort of like ignored, and a lot of the like resources are being used for the European side of Russia. And there's definitely been stories of like kind of shady stuff like this happening. So it doesn't, it like again, it kind of makes sense. However, it seems strange that they would kill an American when they knew there would probably be some like repercussions to this.
I was gonna say, like, that doesn't really make sense because it's like obviously the US was gonna like look into it more in
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
capacity that is, but like, yeah.
And of course, it was going to like raise suspicions and like probably make the news.
Yeah.
It also seems strange that he was the only one that was targeted. And for something that, I mean, while maybe serious, was not that serious.
And I agree, like, why did nothing happen to the other guys?
Yeah. So that's one theory.
Yeah.
The other theory, and I feel like this is maybe the more likely of the two, is it wasn't kind of the national government that did this. It was local officials that did this
Yeah.
because there were apparently rumors that Colin was gay.
No.
Like I said, Colin's mother, she went out to Russia to help search for her son. And she said while she was there, she spoke to a li local police officer and had a very disturbing conversation with him, in which she said that after the conversation, she said, quote, "I knew Colin would not be found alive after I talked to him." Yeah. I have another quote, which is maybe a little rough to get through. He kept spitting with hatred and contempt as he thought those men should not be staying together without girls or alcohol. He kept trying to get me to say Colin liked boys and wondering how much money he spent per month and where it came from.
What?
I think kind of implying that he was a sex worker.
Yeah.
She then said, "When I was exhausted and in utter disbelief, I told him Colin had a girlfriend at home, and I saw pure fear."
No.
Yeah.
I think I have our suspects.
And that is really the only evidence we have of that is Colin's mother's perspective on it. Officially, the case is closed in Russia.
Yeah.
And so there has not been any further investigations.
But I have a feeling that the local police killed him. That's really sad.
I know. Especially, it was just a rumor, and it was based off this like idea of like, oh, why would guys be hanging out if they weren't like drinking or like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, even if he, like, was, that's really
Oh,
sad.
no, yeah.
Like, no one should be persecuted for loving people.
Yeah. It's awful.
That's really awful.
And it kind of makes you wonder about the extensive search, you know, like,
I was gonna say that I was a little sus when it was like reported by the Siberian Times.
yeah,
I was
like,
like, all right.
could they really not get the helicopters into the air? Did the dogs really not get a scent? Or was it these local officials that were like, we know where he is and we don't want you to
That's
find
gross.
him?
That's fucked. I'm really wanting to talk about the seals now.
Okay. But yeah, so that's the story of Colin Madsen. I think there is a petition online to get it reopened, but I don't think there's really a chance that will happen.
I was gonna say, what is a petition gonna do?
Yeah. However, if you do want to help, on his obituary, it said that contributions could be made to Friends of the Earth if you did want to like donate to a cause that maybe Colin was passionate about. That is something you can do.
Oh,
So,
yeah, that's sweet. In Colin's memory.
yeah. But yeah, so that's what I have on that story. What do you want to know about the seals to make this a little bit
I'm
happier?
just messing. I just it would be now I'm like, oh,
Yeah.
damn, that's
That's why I
sad.
asked you beforehand, because I was like, it's a sad story.
It's okay. The seals were fun at first.
Yeah.
Not a lot of our stories are super happy either.
No. This one's unfortunate, but I felt like it was important to also say.
No, for sure. I agree. I agree. Well, we have a Twitter. At Mystery MT and Pod.
Loves a little nervous laughter after we stop telling a horrific story.
I never know how to like segue because
I know.
it's always like, yeah, and then he died and never got justice. So you should
Anyway.
follow us on Twitter. We have
Yeah.
an email. MysteryMountainPodcast@gmail.com.
Can send us story suggestions or just say hi. Also on the Twitter, we post photos from the story.
Follow us, subscribe, rate whatever on whatever plot pop. Damn it. I was making fun of you for not being able to say Russian words earlier. Now I can't say English words.
Listen, it's totally, I don't even know what it's not, it doesn't even have to be Russian words. It can just be like English words, and I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So true. But anyways, on whatever podcasting platform you consume your podcasts on. Yeah.
We would really appreciate it.
We would. We would, we
And
would.
again, apologize, this is a little late, but life gets busy. Oh, what the hell happened?
Sorry, my HDMI cord was in my string of pearls and I got distracted.
In your string of pearls?
The plant.
I was like, what are you doing with
You were like,
your
you
pearls
do
out?
not have pearls, girly
Yeah,
pop.
like, excuse me. Who are you?
Who are you?
Anyway, we'll see you
On
next
that
time
note,
on Mystery Mountain.
bye.